Hi ladies, this is Miriam. Healthy winter for everybody. I'm talking to you today after the Chagims are over and behind us. However, in front of us are loads of laundry. Folding, putting away, cleaning the floor, taking down the sukkah, or you're in the process of taking out down the sukkah. And of course, we're all anxious to get back to the routine of things. So I just want to remind you something very, very important. We've been so busy with the guests, with the cooking, with the cleaning, with the seeing our children home, that we must admit that when it comes to self-care, our self-care was set aside for the sake of the Chagim and everything else that was coming and involved with it. And coming from, coming from a community of Baalei Tshuvas where I lived once, I was really admiring the couple of rabbis that always after the Chagim, they would schedule a weekend out. Without the phone, without the TV, without anything. And of course, the kids there were farmed away to friends' houses. And they would just take off. And for 2-3 days, they would be in some remote area in somewhere in Texas to put back themselves together and reload the energy that they've put out throughout the whole time of the Chagim, and of course prior. So thinking about that, I thought that it would be a great reminder for the couples that are in recovery to get back and to the groove of things. And that means schedule a time to be away from the kids, hopefully overnight. If not, just at least a half a day of just regrouping and looking at each other eyes and saying, okay, what do we have to plan for the next couple of months in order for us to be a recovering couple. Getting back to meetings are extremely important. Making sure that a date a week is extremely important. Reading literature together, extremely important. Again, that is the way of doing a self-care for the coupleship. And of course, for you as an individual lady, after you've done so much, I hope you are scheduling a color, a haircut, pedicure, manicure, time with friends, anything that nurture you and bring you back to your mojo, bring you back to who you are and to the dreams and aspiration that you have for yourself for this coming year. So this is a very important tip. This is something that you need to think about and apply. And with this announcement, with this message, I would like to announce also that I am starting a 4-series module for beginners, for women who are still contemplating if they want to work on their marriage or not, or work on themselves while they're knowing that their husband is unfortunately still addicted to the porn or whatever it is that he's addicted to, and he's contemplating if to help himself or not. So those 4 modules are actually bullet points of how to get yourself into a better place, from a place of a victim to a place of a victor, or from tragedy to triumph, whatever you want to call it. And those 4 modules are there to support you. If you're a beginner, this is for you. If you know somebody that is a beginner, forward it to her, let her know. It's a very, very inexpensive series of 4 sessions that you listen, and then you have homework, short homework, And with that was also a complimentary of 20 to 30 minutes session of coaching with me. And all of that is a total of $100. Those modules, you keep them, they are yours after you pay for them. And of course, you're in touch with me after each and every module that I will comment on the place that on the stage of recovery that you're in. So again, a healthy winter. This is a good tip for all of you out there that want to live life rather than survive life. And with this message, I'll bid you peace. Take care.